Elijah and Elisha, Moses and Joshua. We have Elijah transitioning to Elisha, and he drops his mantle. We were going to either have a torch or a mantle, and I tried to get a torch, but they all look goofy. And so we have a mantle here. This is our mantle that we're going to have embroidered for Pastor Kyle, of him being commissioned as our pastor. Amen. And y'all can come up and look at it. Mrs. Graft is embroidering it here, and she's got it all ready to embroider. But I had her to bring it today. We ordered it from Jerusalem. It didn't cost that much. But it is neat. This is a prayer shawl that a Jewish rabbi wears, and I just thought it was pretty. And it's got Bible verses at every corner of it, and you can come up and look at it, and we're going to have it embroidered, telling the date and everything of what all happens, and we're excited about that. But in the years here, we're talking about Moses and Joshua today, and Moses run 40 years in the wilderness with them. I won't compare that to my 37 years here. If you know anything about those 40 years in the wilderness, they were terrible. But the Lord has been good. Joshua was his assistant, his young assistant. You remember that everybody 19 years and older died in the wilderness, except Joshua and Caleb, and only Joshua, he was the oldest man, okay? Everybody else was dead, so he was the oldest entering into, and he was the leader, and God appointed a new man for a new blessing of Israel, and Moses started it. Joshua completed the mission, amen? And it's pretty neat that there. One thing I want to make a statement here right at the beginning. Moses wasn't Joshua, and Joshua wasn't Moses. And we need to understand that I'm here, and Pastor Kyle's here, and he's not me, and I'm not him. And don't expect him to be me. Now, all of y'all know is me. Okay? I don't know what to say. It's neat too, but the Lord has called a new man, and y'all need to don't compare him. He's got some great qualities, and I'm just excited that he's here, a new man for our new task and a new blessing, and that's exciting to have that happening, and a transition. I started this transition in 2014 in July. I realized that if we don't plan for the next pastor of the church, it won't happen right. And so in 2014 in July in our deacons meeting, I said we need to start praying and seeing what God has for the next pastor of the church. That was 6 years ago. And then Pastor Kyle, got it. My first contact with him was October in 2014. And so we have known him for 4 years here, and we called him in here with 100% vote. Amen. And we just voted him in as our pastor, and that's going to happen on March the 1st and March the 8th. March the 1st is my last day as pastor, and March the 8th is his first day. I don't know what we do during the week there, there's going to be some great events happening here, and we have the youth pastor coming. What's that, the 16th? We had that happening, so there's a lot happening here in February. You got to be here for all that stuff, and that is very important. And the big day we're planning for Pastor Kyle on the 8th, myself, I don't know what y'all doing on the 1st, but I trust y'all know what you're doing. And I'm excited my two boys are speaking, and that's a thrill. And to realize that God is good. But the transition is happening. We asked one person about the transition about a year ago, and they said, what transition? You know, it's happening. Is that right? And that's what we want. And it would be the break of my heart to come here in a 2 or 3 years and the place not be here. That would be terrible. We were just back in Ron Lee's town, back in Illinois, for a funeral on Friday, and we drove through our little town where I stole Ron Lee from the church pianist. They never forgave me, and I was youth pastor there for a while, and the church does not exist. The building is empty. That's sad. To see churches that have a pastor for a long time and then the next couple just flounder. And we don't get to do that. That thrills me to no end and to realize God. Moses didn't have to do that. Let's all go to Numbers chapter 27. Numbers chapter 27. I only have two texts this morning. Numbers 27, verses 16. I have put it on the wall here just so we can all keep together. To realize that Moses was the man of God, and God started the movement with Moses, and Moses brought him out of Egypt. I want you to know Joshua was with him the whole time. Okay? And Joshua got to see Moses come off the mountain. Joshua got to see the Ten Commandments. Joshua got to see all the miracles that happened. And here's Joshua and Moses together. And Moses, how many sins did Moses do to keep him from going to the promised land? I don't think it was such a bad thing. I could do it very easily. God said to him, what? Speak to the rock. And Moses was so mad that these rebellious people griping and complaining. Did God still answer the prayer? Water ran. And Joshua got to see all that. God prepared Joshua and Moses. Here Moses at the end of his life, God's talking to him. Verse 16, Numbers chapter 27, let the Lord, the God of the spirits of all flesh, catch his title, the God of the humanity of all flesh, of the souls of all flesh, of the spirit beings of all flesh, appoint a man over the congregation, a new man, who shall go out before, he's a leader, before them and come in before them in battle, in leading, in whatever. He's the leader. Who shall lead them out and bring them in, that the congregation, almost sounds like a church, of the Lord may not be as sheep without no what? Does a church need a shepherd? Yeah. God has allowed Ron Lee and I to be here for these 37 years, and I've been the shepherd. Some of you have only heard, some of you have only had one shepherd. Some of you, all your children know is the bad preaching of Mike. And, to realize that, that's an honor. That's an honor. That's a humble honor. And we're going to have a new shepherd. And Pastor Kyle's a great shepherd. Verse 18. So the Lord said to Moses, take Joshua. You know the word Joshua in the New Testament is what word translated? Jesus. There's a couple places in the King James where it says Jesus and it should be Joshua because it's the same Greek word. And in Joshua and Jesus. And here we see, take Joshua, the son of Nun. He did not have a father. That's a bad joke. Okay. We know nothing about Nun. Must have Nun and his wife been a good godly people to raise up Joshua? Does take it. Don't forget it. We know nothing about it. Some of us are people that, only 4, 5, 10 people know who we are. You know what I'm saying? And you think you're not knowing too much. We were at a funeral on Friday at Ron Lee's brother. We were amazed at how many people came to his funeral. You're not alone, huh? You might be the son of Nun, but you're not alone. And here Joshua was just a young man, and wow. And he's the son of Nun, and it says, a man in whom is the Spirit. He's a leader, he's a shepherd, he's filled with the Spirit, he's a humble man. And it says, and lay your hands on him. That's the commissioning of him. That's the calling in him to be the next shepherd of the church. Make him stand before Eleazar the priest and all the congregation, and you shall commission him in their sight. That's going to happen on March the 8th here, okay? And then you shall invest him, catch this last part, invest him with some of your authority, Moses, that all the congregation of the people of Israel may obey. He's the leader, he's the new shepherd, he's filled with the Spirit, he's commissioned, and he has authority. And that's exciting to see that, to realize we have a new pastor, we have a new leader, a new shepherd, a new man filled with the Spirit, a new man that's commissioned, a new man with authority. And it says that we may obey him, follow him. And I emailed everybody that's on our email how to minister to your minister. Did you get that? That was really good. It was really good. If you did not get it, I need your email. And if you put your email, we have a box back here, our box in the secretary's office there, office box. Write your email down and put it in there so we can email you things, because we do that a lot. And if you did not get a copy of it, there's a copy on the back wall there, and it's called How to Minister to Your Minister. It is very good. It is very good. I did not write it. I do edit it when I want to put something different in. But it's very good, and we need to minister to our minister and to realize he's our new leader, our new shepherd. He's filled with the Spirit. He's commissioned. He's given authority, and we need to follow him. And that is so, so important that we grasp that. We have the issue of him being in the area there and leading us, and we see that the transition is the thought here of our transitions. The similarities of Moses and Joshua. Do you know that God let Moses cross the Red Sea? What did God do to Joshua, who is very similar? He crossed the Jordan River. And that was to give him credence. Now the Red Sea is 10 times bigger than the Jordan River. How many of you have seen the Jordan River? Jordan River, where I saw the Jordan River, it's from here to the back wall. That's how wide the Jordan River. Now it was flooded, so it might have been 100 yards, 200 yards, I don't know. But it was nothing like the Red Sea, okay? But the floodwaters stopped and built up. Remember it says that they were coming down and they walked through on dry ground, and they realized the same God that was with Moses is with Joshua. And we see that they wandered in the wilderness with under Moses. Joshua was there the whole time. Joshua got to eat the manna. Joshua got to see the people rebel and complain and grumble. Joshua got to see the cloud and the fire, the pillar of cloud. He got to see all that. God's here. God's been here for 37 years, and God's going to be here for another 37 years. And that's very, very important to realize that. Joshua and Moses had a lot of things in common, but they had a lot of differences too. Joshua and Moses had a temper and struck the rock, and Moses did not get to enter into the land. He was called to lead them out of Egypt, not into the new land, the new promised land. He led the people differently in different directions. Do you know wandering in the wilderness means they went nowhere? Joshua and his leading, they went and conquered Jericho and conquered the whole land. Joshua is a mighty warrior. Joshua conquered the land, entered the promised land. They had different talents. They had different gifts. They had different abilities. They had different leadership styles. They ministered to a different generation. Is that right? I'm glad we have a young man that's going to minister to the millennials and the new generation. And all the people said, amen. And all the old people said, amen. And all the young people said. Well, that wasn't too good for the young people. Okay. And it is a new generation. I want you to know all 19 years and older died in the wilderness. And the ones who came out to the promised land were only the ones, you know, 59 and older. Or younger, 59 and younger. And they realized, wow. Moses started the mission of leading them to the promised land. Joshua finished the mission. You know, it's like in a 440 race. Moses was the first leg, is that right? And Joshua was the, what? Last leg. And that's exciting to catch that. Moses was bold, fiery, feisty. Joshua was humble, and he had a servant's heart. And it is amazing there. They were men for different seasons, for different reasons, for different roles. And it was amazing. Joshua is not Moses, and Moses is not Joshua. I don't find anywhere where they compared the two. Moses died. Moses did this. Joshua let him in. Joshua won the battles. Joshua this. Moses was frustrated much and wondering. And Joshua came in and completed everything. And it was wonderful to see what he has done. I have been studying Pastor Kyle for 4 years. I know his parents are here. They've studied him forever. And it's neat to realize he's been around us for almost 4 years. And in your paper there that I gave you, How to Minister to a Minister, it says it takes 4 years for a youth pastor to get into all doing everything. He's been here 4 years. That's pretty cool. The whole system. God did it. We couldn't plan it this way. And it's pretty neat that Pastor Kyle has come. Don't compare. Let him be him. And it's pretty neat. Pastor Kyle's a man of prayer. When he prays, he puts something into his prayers, does he? And I hear him pray in private and then pray. He really puts stuff into prayer. And do we need a praying preacher? Oh my. The boy knows his Bible, huh? My. Did he study all the time? I don't know. He must have got that from you, Nick Gary. He knows his Bible. He's a student. He's a reader. He's a Bible man. And he's a book man. I've never given the deacons books on leadership and how to do this and how to do that. He's already brought in books. And I'm sitting there going, wow, I never read that one. And yeah, I love it. He's different than me. And he, in counseling, he can recall Bible verses in counseling. Just, and I'm looking at them up. And it's amazing, amazing. And a vision for our next generation, our millennials. He's got a vision for our church. You're going to hear it next Sunday. You're going to hear it next Sunday morning, the vision for this year. He's already told you one thing, that we're doing our picnic different this year and all that. That's, I'm excited. And he's our new leader. And he's gifted at preaching. He is gifted at preaching. And now he's different than mine. I've had to teach him to tell a joke every once in a while. Or fall off the platform or something, you know. And he's a preacher. You need to realize that God's given you a Bible preacher. And I'm excited about that. He's going to grow our church in that. And that's a thrill to catch that. I always told you to stand on the promises, but he teaches you why and the depths of standing on the promises. And I'm excited about that. He's humble. He's teachable. That's a big deal. And you are blessed. He's confident. Is he? Confident. To be humble and confident at the same time is tough. Don't see much of that. He's a good Joshua. He's a listener. He's a learner. He loves people. He can really have a fun time. He knows how to run games. I'm so glad he runs games because I don't know what I'm doing. And I can tell a joke, but running a game, that's another subject. He's done a great job at that. If you've not been to our events where we're having fun, you're missing something. He is quick-witted, is he? Quick. He has wisdom beyond his years. Is that true? Wisdom beyond his years. As I said last Sunday, he just turned 27, and all the presidents of the Bob Jones University became the president at age 27. That was something that had just happened. I don't know. Maybe at 27, okay, boy, you're in. But he seeks God's will and way in the Word, and that is just wonderful to realize. God has given us a great Joshua. And I am thrilled to no end to be a part of it. And it's a miracle. People say, well, how do you find a youth pastor? How do you find? We do not have a denomination. We're an independent group. We do not have call up the superintendent and say, hey, we need a new man. Give us one. No, we have to go find them. We talk to Dr. Anderson from ABC. We call him up. We talk to the people. Steve Pettit. Y'all remember when Steve Pettit was here? Steve Pettit is the new president of Bob Jones University. I didn't know if you knew that. Steve Pettit, who was our preacher here for one time, an evangelist, is the new president of Bob Jones University. And Pastor Kyle knows him personally. And that is amazing. We call up these people and we get lists and then we write all kinds. My secretaries hate it when we're looking for a youth pastor. Because, is that right, Heidi? I write about 300 letters. I'm writing everybody. Because we got to get people inputting them. And God, it's a miracle. This new Mr. Weldon coming in, Julia worked at the Wiles camp with him one summer. And that's how we got in contact with him. And so she knew him from way back with Rand Hummel, working with him. And and we realized that, and we got in contact with him. And Pastor Kyle's been diligent on contacts of seeking for a youth pastor this whole year. That's a lot of work. Y'all don't realize that. And it takes a miracle. We're just not wanting a warm body. We're wanting somebody that loves Jesus, that has a wife that loves Jesus, that loves teenagers and has a wife that loves teenagers and loves Jesus too and loves to preach. And this new couple, you'll love them. Pray if it's in God's will, happen to have us to love them and them to love us. And it's got to be a miracle. And that's been neat to see that. But God has given us a good Joshua. Let's all turn to Joshua chapter 1, what Dan read there. Joshua chapter 1. Joshua chapter 1. Joshua chapter 1, it says, after the death of Moses. That's the only part of this message I don't like. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord. It says, note the word Lord there. I think we need to note those. The word Lord is Jehovah, the high name of Lord. And it's capital L, capital O, capital R, capital thee. That is the highest name of God. When the Jews were writing the Bible, when they wrote the name of Jehovah, they would take their pen and they would wash it all. It was too high a name. It was too much just to keep writing. They had to stop, wash themselves, because they were talking about the Almighty. And we need to have a high view of God and the writing of Scripture. When you see capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D, you know that, oh wow, and they took the time there. And Moses, the servant of the Lord. The Lord said to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, in Exodus 33:11, it was a young man. He was a young man. He was in his 20s. We do not know how old he was, but he's a young man. Verse 2, Moses, my servant, is dead. He's talking to Joshua. Now therefore, arise, go over this Jordan. Be like Moses. Let the people see that you have Moses' power. You and all this people into the land that I am giving to them, to the people of Israel. God's got some new blessings for Grace Bible Church. Amen. And to note that, to realize new things, God's blessing. Pastor Kyle is as conservative as me, or even more conservative than me. Pastor Kyle has the same philosophy of preaching, the same philosophy of church music, the same philosophy. You know what I'm saying? And to have that, wow. The Weldons have the same. Pastor Kyle seeks all of those issues out. And very important. Verse 5, right in the middle. It's up here. We're jumping around in this text. Just as I was with Moses, I will be with you. Amen? That's wonderful. That thrills my heart to know that God's been with me and Ron Lee, and God is going to be with Pastor Kyle and Julia, huh? And the church. I will not leave you nor forsake you. Is that a pretty famous verse? You all need to claim that. We all individually need to claim that. God was with my parents, and God will be with me. God was with my God friend here, and God will be with me. God was with him in troubles. God will be with me in troubles. God will see him through troubles. God will see me through troubles. I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Verse 6. Be strong and courageous. Do you know God says these things 5 times in this text? Be strong and be courageous. Repeats it. Repeats it 3 times in this text. Does God expect us to know Him, to believe Him, to trust Him, and then to be strong? Huh? And to be courageous, to take risk, to follow Him, to do His work with confidence and humility. Be strong and courageous, for you shall cause this people to inherit the land that I swore to their fathers to give them. I believe Pastor Kyle is going to lead us to the promised land. Huh? I believe that. I believe he's been called, he's been groomed, he's been taught, he's ready. And I'm excited that I've begun, he's going to continue. And that's exciting. It says, verse 7, he repeats it again. Only be strong, and adds to it, and very courageous. Being careful to do according to all the law that Moses, my servant, commanded you. Okay? Be a Bible man. Obey the Bible. Follow the Bible. Love the Bible. Live the Bible. We're a Bible church. And it's going to continue. That's exciting. Do not turn from it. stay the course, to the right hand or to the left hand, that you may have good success. If you go the Bible way, if you build a church on the Bible, it will grow, it will be God's church. And that's what we have, and that's what's going to continue. And that's exciting. Don't deviate from Scripture. Stay Bible. Stay close to the Bible, and you'll have success wherever you go. This book, the Bible, of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. Before it's in your mouth, it's got to be in your brain. Is that right? It's got to be in your remembrance. It's got to be in your meditation. It's got to be in your heart. And he says, this book of the law, be a Bible church. Be consumed with the Bible. We have a man in Pastor Kyle that's just saturated with the Bible. Just saturated. And y'all going to be blessed with that. And that is a thrill for me. And it says, but you shall meditate on it day and night. Think about it. Eat it up. Chew it up. Apply it. So that you may be careful. Be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then, if you're a Bible person, Bible living, Bible loving, Bible obeying, then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Bible ways are blessed ways. Verse 9, have not I commanded you, be strong. Here's the third time in this passage. Be strong and courageous. Trust God. Stand upon Him. Stand tall. Stand true. Stand courageous, bold, confident. Do not be frightened. Do not be dismayed, discouraged. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Is that right? Joshua 1:9. Put up the next slide. Joshua 1:9. I love this picture. See the cat? And it turns into a what? A lion. And that's if we be strong and courageous. Don't be terrified. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. And here the humble cat, is that right? Can become a strong lion. And we have a young pastor that gets to grow up with us, huh? And we have a man that is a Bible man, a humble man, a man that is going to walk with God, and we get the chance to be around him and to see the lion in the midst of a meek cat, huh? And you realize, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let's read the last one there. In verse 9, let's keep reading, put up the next one. And it says verse 16, and they answered Joshua. The people are responding here. Joshua has got it from God, got it from Moses, and he's talked to the people, and he's told the people to be Bible people and to be strong and courageous. And they answered Joshua, all the people, all that you have commanded us, we will do. And wherever you send us, we will go. Just as we obeyed Moses in all things, so we will obey you. Here it says, only, catch this, there's only statement. Only may the Lord your God, Joshua's God, be with you as he was with Moses, to follow him. On the back of your bulletin, you have some things that I'd like you to look at right now. Let's go to that next slide. I've changed some of the wording to be a little bit more detailed, succinct. And it says, to minister to your minister. It says, be above him what? Praying. Be above him praying. Don't be above him pushing him down. Be above him praying for him. Be under him supporting him. Remember when Joshua was out fighting the battles and Moses was on the mountain and he got the two guys to hold up his hands, and when his hands was up, they won the battle. When his hands went down, they lost the battle. So they propped up his hands and two people held up his hands. When you're under him, support him. When you're above him, pray for him. Be behind him, defending him. He's your preacher. Is that right? Defending him. Be behind him, defending him. Be in front of him, encouraging. Be in front of him, encouraging. Keep it going. Keep it going. When I first came many years ago, Dortha Rutherford. Remember Dortha? She was a worker like everything. I came and I was a young preacher, and I was kind of energetic. That's a joke. And I would get an idea, and I would give you about 3 seconds to get on board, and I'd be rolling. And Dortha Rutherford came up to me and said, "Preacher, if you would slow down just a little bit, we might get on board with you." That's the best advice I ever got. And I slowed down, took the time to explain what I was doing so that everybody can get on board. And that's neat to be behind us, to be praying, to be supporting, to be defending, to be encouraging, cheering them on. Does Pastor Kyle need a cheerleader? Amen. He does. He needs a cheerleader. He needs a cheerleader. And to encourage him and in front of him, encouraging him. Him, behind him, defending him, under him, supporting him, above him, praying for him, and above all, beside him, serving with him. He needs you. Is that right? He needs you. Jump in there. And, well, preacher, I don't know. Talk to him. Talk to our staff. Serving beside him. The church can only go as much as the people are on the team. And he wants that team. And I'm excited about what's happening. God is going to bless Grace Bible Church. And God has miraculously given us a new Joshua to lead us on. And it's exciting for me and Ron Lee to see this and to realize God's going to bless this church for many years to come. We have a great future. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, be with us today. Help us to revel in the miracle that we've been able to see the last 6 years, especially the last 4 years with Pastor Kyle being here. Lord, just bless us as we get this transition going. And Lord, it's exciting to see it happen, to be a part of it, to see the miracle just happen in steps. And Lord, bless Grace Bible Church. Help every one of us to be praying, supporting, defending, encouraging, and serving alongside. Lord, help us all to find our place and there serve with a humble spirit, with all our energy from God Almighty. Bless Grace Bible Church. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Patrick.
Maybe moving to a new shepherd, but we're reminded that we still will have the same captain. So let's stand together. The song, "O Church Arise," reminded of that call of Christ our captain.
Amen. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, it's been good to be in your house today, to be reminded of the miracle that you are making happen here at Grace Bible Church in bringing on this transition. Lord, it's been good to be a part of it. It's been good to see it happen. It's been good to see the people respond. God, it's good to be part of Grace Bible Church in these days. You have some good things in store for this fellowship, and we praise you. Excite our souls in the blessed name of Jesus and what He's done and doing and will do. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.